This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. health officials say more and more public and private laboratories are now able to test for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With more cases of the new coronavirus being reported around the U.S., officials are urging Americans to play it safe. At Tuesday evening's White House task force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said,
"It doesn't matter if you're in a state that has no cases or one case. You have to start taking seriously what you can do now."
If you're feeling sick, officials say don't go straight to your doctor's office. Instead, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
"Call the doctor's office so that you don't just walk right in. Follow their infection control procedures for doing that."
Facilities in all 50 states are now capable of running tests for coronavirus. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Airlines are slashing flights and freezing hiring as they experience a sharp drop in bookings in the face of the spreading coronavirus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the outbreak might do more damage to airlines than the 9/11 attacks. Delta Airlines says that travel demand has fallen so badly in the past week that it expects one-third of seats to be empty this month on flights within the country. American Airlines announced it will cut international flying by 10% this summer and reduce U.S. flying by 7.5% in April. It has also delayed training of new pilots and flight attendants. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden looks to have won Democratic primaries in Mississippi and Missouri as he and Senator Bernie Sanders compete for the Democratic nomination in this year's presidential election. Six states are holding primaries or caucuses today. The eventual nominee will run against incumbent Republican President Donald Trump. You can follow that on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.